Hey guys, and welcome to this audio boo. I haven't done boo for a while, but I'm going to do a review today. Yes, a review of a piece of hardware I picked up the other day. This is a gaming PC. Okay? I've got it in my hand. What? A gameing PC in the palm of your hand. Yeah, they do exist. This is a lightweight portable gaming rig. That's what I'm going to use it for anyway. They are actually touted as game console PCs. This is known as the GPD Win. It's made by Gamepad Digital. It's a startup company that come out that started producing this sort of stuff in 2015, I think. They do Android lines as well. They do the Windows machines, but they also do an Android line. This runs an Intel Atom X7 Z8750 CPU at 1.6 gig. Scalable to 2.4. It has a full gamepad controller on it, including back buttons and also analog sticks. So, looking at the back of the machine, we've got the following things. We've got two corner shoulder buttons, the bottom left corner, top right corner. Two more further back in. To the right of the leftmost one, you've got a headphone jack, so you can plug a pair of headphones in. It does come with a pair of earbuds, incidentally. To the right of that, you've got a USB 3.0 port, a standard A port, so you can plug like a USB headset in or a keyboard in or some random piece of equipment. To the right of that, some micro SD slot. Absolutely devilsome to getting out of, but you can do it. To the right of that is a micro or a mini HDMI. I don't remember which one it is. I'm going to order some cables for that when I get time. To the right of that is your USB-C port. You see these on MacBook Pros now, and you also see them on the Apple TV. This is for charging, but I do believe you can get a USB to C. USB type A socket to USB-C connector to get the job done and convert that to make that into a periphery port as well. To the right of that is your second rear facing shoulder button, and then to the right of that round the corner is the corner shoulder. They are used with the gamepad, which when the lid is lifted, which I've just done, you've got a D-pad, which is basically a cross-shaped pad for those who don't know what the D-pads are. If you already know, I do apologise, but that's basically what that is. To the right of that is an analog stick. To the right of that, and up a bit near the screen hinge, is a selector switch which controls what mode they go in. Directly below that is your GPD logo. It's actually quite nicely put into the casing, actually, the GPD logo. To the right of that, on the same level as the first one, you find your second analog stick. And then, of course, you've got your traditional four buttons. A, B, X, Y, I think it is, for your gamepad. Below that is a very small keyboard. There's one button on here that's different. It's a flat-shaped button. That's what we turn it on with. So we're going to turn it on now and let you guys hear it in action. So it's just booting. On the bottom of the machine, incidentally, it's got a switch for controlling the fan. It's got three speeds, or two speeds, technically. On, low, high, or off. So it's off at the moment. If I turn it on, you guys might be able to hear it. It's quite loud. It's on high. Put it on low. Put it off. We don't need the fan. You do need the fan now and again, but not for anything urgent. To be honest, you don't really need it for much. It's just one of them things that you've got. If you're doing an update, it might be advisable to do so. This thing runs a 64 gig internal storage. It's got 4 gigabytes of RAM. It's running an Intel Atom X7 Z8750. I want to say the CPU is an 8550. I don't want to say an 8750 at 1.6 gig. And it can scale to 2.4 gigahertz, so it's not bad. You know, it's not the fastest performing thing in the world, but it's all right for what it's designed for. It was touted as a lightweight gaming PC, for playing things on Steam, like old type games and stuff that you just want a little tiny machine for taking on the train with you. You know, that's what I bought it for. For audio games, it will do it because it has a Realtek high definition audio hardware on it. An ALC. I forgot what the actual audio hardware is, but I'm sure it's high def audio. Let's go into Device Manager. You can hear it's running NVDA. And it's quite nippy. It is quite nippy. We will load Manamon in a second, and I'll show you that in action. So, let me look at this then. Processor. Yeah, a Z8750 is the chip on this. Oh, it's a Realtek i2S. I don't know what an SST audio device is, but that's what you're saying I've got. A lot of PCs have them now. A TPM. Every PC I know has a TPM. So that's that. So it's an i2S. Let's open Manamon. And Manamon does take a while to load on this rig, but once the game is loaded, it performs pretty well. It's not bad, to be honest. It really isn't bad.
Manamon is loading.
Manamon is loading. Please wait. Please wait. I love this little computer. For a little tiny gaming rig that you can take in your pocket and put on a train with you, it's great. That's what I wanted it for. You know, because I could have used this in Blackpool, because when I was in Blackpool, I had my laptop. Coming back on the train, I wanted to play Manamon. So I did, but... Oops. It hasn't loaded yet. There it is.
Press enter when you're ready to continue.
Just press enter on it.
File menu. New game.
Overall, this thing scores pretty highly. You know, this thing does score pretty highly in my book. It's an alright machine.
Options. Learn game sounds.
As you can hear, it's quite...
Register Manamon. Exit. New game.
You can hear it's quite...
You're currently running Manamon in demo mode.
I know I'm running it in demo mode.
Hello.
But...
My name is Eliezer. I am a Manamon researcher. The world is full of many magical creatures called Manamon, and it's my job to find out as much about these creatures as I possibly can. There are tons of Manamon to collect and train. But I'll let you get to all of that in just a second. Before, though, please tell me your name. Type your name.
So, this is where we have to interact with the keyboard on this. It has got a very small keyboard, but you can hear it's quite respectable. Let's do that.
Your name is Christian. Yes. Terrific. Soon you'll get your very own Manamon and start exploring the world of Tangerine.
You can see what you have to do here. It's very cool, isn't it? 9 minutes. I need to put other voices on it. I do need to put other voices on, but you can see...
Select an option. Cancel. Options. Exit game.
So I'm not going to save.
Yes.
I'm not going to save. Well, there you go. That's it. We've got it to where... We've got it to the point now where we can actually shut this down, which is what I'm going to do now.
Not selected.
Now, is that the key I want? Trying to find my way around this keyboard, it's almost impossible. It's a very tight keyboard on this, so you've got to be really
Shut down Windows dialog closes all apps and turns off the PC. What do you want the computer to do? Combo box shut down collapse all.
It has got a